Shalom TABC alumni and Chanukah Sameach. This is Rabbi Eliezer Schnall, and in my new capacity as a Rebbe at TABC, it's my honor to share words of Torah with you. Of course, many of you also know me as your former AP psychology teacher, and many more likely know me as your current or former professor at Yeshiva University, where much of my psychology research and teaching is through the prism of Torah. And in turn, my shiurim and drashos are often crafted with a psychologist's perspective. So in searching for a fresh and contemporary lesson to draw from Chanukah, what kept coming to my mind was one aspect of the new cutting-edge discipline of positive psychology. Let me explain. A key component of the Yemei Chanukah is well summed up in the final line of the Al HaNisim that we recite many times each day this week. V'kavu shmonas yemei Chanukah. These days were ordained for what purpose? Lehodos ulehalel, to give thanks. Thanks and praise to Hashem. We express gratitude to Hashem for the great Nisim of Chanukah, the military victory, the miracle of the oil. After the triumph of the Chashmonaim, the opportunity to once again serve Him, to learn Torah and fulfill mitzvos, we are thankful to once again reach this moment, she'asa nisim lavoseinu bayamim haheim bazman hazeh. In short, we express our gratitude. Actually, study of thankfulness and gratitude, the theme that emerges, has recently exploded with the new field of positive psychology. I already mentioned that I would be discussing positive psychology with you now, a term many of you might have already heard of. But what exactly does that mean, positive psychology? When first hearing this term, many ask me, what, is that as opposed to negative psychology? And in a sense, the answer is yes. Psychology, entrenched in what's been called the disease model, had long focused almost exclusively on human weakness and frailty. How can we make a depressed patient, an anxious patient, less depressed, less anxious? For generations, we psychologists were absorbed with uncovering the causes of, the best treatment methods for, mental illness. By contrast, positive psychology, which has flourished in recent years, focuses on the opposite: human strengths, health and wellness, life fulfillment. If someone is depressed, we don't only seek to make him undepressed, we also ask, how can we make him happy? Or even if someone was never particularly troubled to begin with, how can we help even the well to become happier, more productive people, to lead more meaningful lives? Breaking through the zero point is what they call it. If the old focus was on bringing the sick from a negative 10, so to speak, back to zero, the supposed baseline, now we want to figure out how to bring even the relatively healthy from zero up to a positive 10. Rather than exclusive focus on problems, on symptoms, on dysfunction, we ask, what are human virtues? What are our character strengths? And how do these strengths contribute to health and well-being, to optimal function? Well, gratitude, a theme that we saw emerges from Chanukah, is a character strength avidly studied by positive psychologists. Yet there is still another connection between gratitude and this week's holiday beyond what we already mentioned. The hero of the name Yehuda, or Judah, is the source for the very words Jew, Judaism, from where we take our nation's name as Yehudim. As we read in a recent Parshas HaShavua, the name Yehuda has its source in the Hebrew root meaning thank. As the Torah tells us in Bereishis Chaf Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Vatomer Hapa'am Odes Hashem, Al Kain Kara Shemo Yehuda. But Yehuda is not merely one of the many Shiftei Ka, nor even merely the ancestor of kings. as is explicit from the Medrash, Yehuda already long ago became the namesake of the Jewish people. The Medrash Bereishis Rabba tells us in Sadi Ches Vav, Ein Adam Omer Ruveni Ana, Shimoni Ana. You've never heard anyone say, I'm a Ruveni, I'm a Shimoni, Ela Yehudi Ana. So we call ourselves Yehudim, Jews, Yehudim after Yehuda, whose name, and therefore ours, is based on the idea of giving thanks. Perhaps not surprisingly, many medieval Jewish rabbinic thinkers as well suggest that Hakaras HaTov, gratitude, is the primary basic principle of our entire religion. It underlies, it is the foundation of all of the Torah's commandments. Rabbeinu Bachya and Chovas HaLevavos, Ibn Ezra in the beginning of Shemos Perek Chaf, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Tzaddik in his Sefer Olam HaKatan, they all make this point. Actually, Rabbi Yudah Chassid in Sefer HaChassidim writes, there is no worse trait than being ungrateful. So gratitude is a Jewish religious imperative. It may even be a central and underlying theme of our entire religion. But what makes it so attractive to social scientists and to the new positive psychology? To me, the most exciting findings are those that connect gratitude with well-being, that those expressing the Midah of Hakaras HaTov, aside from being better Jews, indeed better people, may experience better health and well-being. First, in a general way, studies show that those who are more grateful report more life satisfaction and more positive emotion. Over 90% of American teens and adults tell us that expressing gratitude made them happy. But psychologists have also looked at gratitude's relationship to mental illness. You ready for this? There's data to suggest that gratitude predicts relationships, lower risk of depression, lower risk of stress, anxiety, phobias, nicotine dependence, alcohol dependence, even less drug abuse. Although anyone can benefit from gratitude, new research suggests that we religious people may have a leg up on others. Positive psychologists differentiate between interpersonal gratitude, thankfulness towards another person, and transpersonal gratitude, thankfulness to Hashem, to God. Research shows, though, that those who express religious gratitude or gratitude to God may experience extra benefit in terms of psychological health and well-being versus those who only experience other gratitude, typically interpersonal gratitude. Let me explain. If a person receives a gift of, say, $20 from a friend, he may feel thankful. He may feel interpersonal gratitude toward that friend. But what if he instead found the $20 on the street? A completely secular person, while he may be glad to have some extra cash, would have no reason to feel gratitude. After all, there is nobody, no entity to feel thankful toward. Nobody was trying to help him. He just got lucky. A religious person, on the other hand, who is privy to transpersonal gratitude, a religious person can always feel thankful to God for his gift, for this good fortune. Potentially, there is no limit to the frequency and intensity of gratitude that a God-believing person may experience. No person need do anything for him, and yet he can still feel grateful. He can still feel grateful to God for his gift, for this good fortune. There is potentially no limit to the frequency and intensity of gratitude that a God-believing person can experience. He could feel grateful for his health, grateful for his life, each and every moment. He can, probably should, feel grateful to God for every breath he takes. As religious people, and as Jews especially, gratitude has always been a defining trait. On Chanukah, let us truly fulfill the mandate of Chazal. On Chanukah, lehodos u'lehalel. Let us recommit ourselves to express sincere gratitude to Hashem, to our loved ones, and thereby hopefully be happier, healthier people, and certainly better Ovdei Hashem. Like a very good Shabbos.